This is Ozarks at Large. Community health workers in Arkansas are forming an alliance to better deliver public health services and share best practices. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Community health workers play a critical role in delivering health care to low-income individuals and families in both rural and urban places in Arkansas. Community clinics employ them, as do county public health agencies, but many community health workers volunteer. Late last year, the Arkansas Community Health Worker Association organized a presence on Facebook, A Good Start, and it held a summit. But now, professionals from the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences College of Public Health Northwest Arkansas are lending a hand to strengthen the alliance. UAMS recently hosted a planning meeting in Fayetteville. Pearl Anna McElfish is director of research focused on community engagement.
The meeting that was held regarding forming a community health worker alliance is really to help community health workers have a collaborative, collective voice. They are definitely lay people. Much of the discussion is, if you're having a lay individual, what level of training is then needed? Is a six-week training program enough, or is just on-the-job training enough? And so much of the debate around the role of community health workers is around how much training is appropriate for this lay individual, but equally important is that you maintain that component of the fact that they are lay individuals who are trusted members of that community.
Whether volunteered or paid, community health workers are valued because they may be fluent in Spanish, Laotian, or Marshallese, and they know the community.
And they really understand all the idiosyncrasies, the language of that group. Community health workers' role is also expanding to things like research and community-engaged research, and that's an area where we specifically at Northwest Arkansas, or UAMS Northwest, are interested in.
While UAMS and the Arkansas Department of Health are assisting to formalize the new Arkansas Community Health Workers Association, Pearl Anna McElfish says the workers are leading the way.
It is in the process of formal organization. So we have a first draft of bylaws, a first draft of the different membership types. And so we're in that formation process. And that was one of the reasons it was important to have this meeting in Northwest Arkansas, because we wanted to make sure that the community health workers and the agencies using community health workers had the opportunity to be part of this if they wanted to.
The Arkansas Department of Health launched a 3-county pilot program with 9 full-time community health workers who did things like assess potential medical needs, offered referrals, made appointments, managed Medicaid and our kids' financials. In some cases, they even arranged for transportation or child care. And of course, they do follow-up. The ADH pilot program yielded many good outcomes, and then some. For example, a suicidal youth received intervention and was able to stay in school. A strapped mom secured resources to return to college. And a young, low-income dad dealing with identity theft received both health care and financial help. The Washington County Public Health Unit has been using this holistic approach in serving the region's low-income residents, including Hispanic and Marshallese populations. And Administrator Robin Thomas says staff find community health liaisons invaluable.
We have outreach workers in our outreach clinic in Springdale who target the Marshallese population in that area. And so their role is to go out into the community and help raise awareness on public health issues such as immunizations and TB screening and maternity care and family planning and some of the other services that we offer in the clinic. So a lot of what they do for us is if there is a patient that we're having trouble locating, they, because of their connections in the community, they're able to find out where the families live and approach them and offer to assist them with getting into the clinic and getting services that they need.
The Tri-County Rural Health Network in Helena, comprised of 68 community health workers, is the state's first regional community health worker agency. Naomi Cottoms serves as executive director.
We currently serve 16 counties in the Arkansas Delta region. We help people access health resources.
Naomi Cottom's agency's partnered with UAMS, and they surveyed the state to get a census of community workers and found lots of gaps.
And we believe that based on the definition that has been established by the National Labor Department and by the steering committee that's trying to create the Association for Community Health Workers in Arkansas, we believe that there are people who just have not been classified because they don't understand that the work that they do is that of a community health worker.
Cottoms and her team at Tri-County Rural Health are serving a key role in networking community health workers into the state alliance.
I am extremely excited because I'm looking forward to the value that it will bring to the work that the community health workers actually do or provide. I am extremely excited because it will hopefully open up job opportunities for more community health workers. And I am extremely excited because I do believe that once people understand the impact that community health workers make on the lives of others.
And UAMS's Pearl Anna McElfish says community health workers will play a critical role in the affordable health care marketplace.
Helping them become at patients get to a level where it's a wellness and maintenance as opposed to just sick care. And I truly believe that community health workers are going to be a pivotal part of having better health care at lower cost with an increased population that has access to health care.
A second summit of Arkansas community health workers is planned May 13th and 14th in Little Rock at the 4-H Center in Ferndale. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more, visit the Arkansas Community Health Worker Association on Facebook.